Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. There are currently 1,100 adults in the Sioux Falls area mentoring kids as a part of Lutheran Social Services mentoring services. But with more than 500 young students on a growing waiting list, the organization has launched a campaign to recruit 500 additional men and women willing to serve as a mentor over the next 3 years. Joining us from our studios at the University of Sioux Falls are two people currently mentoring young kids. Carrie DeGraff is the development director at Feeding South Dakota. She previously worked for the Sioux Empire United Way. She's been mentoring a student for the past 5 years. The student is now at Memorial Middle School in Sioux Falls. And Carrie, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thanks so much for having me.
Also with us is David Benson. He's on Senator Tim Johnson's staff. He has several years' experience working in politics and on political campaigns. And he's been mentoring a student at Cleveland Elementary in Sioux Falls for the past year. And David, thanks for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday as well.
Thanks, Carl. It's great to be here.
Well, when we talk about mentors in this situation, Carrie, what do we mean?
So a mentor, what I have been doing as a mentor is just being there for a student. You come during the day and you provide less than an hour of your time to sit with a student. And really, it's being present. You can read with that student, play games with that student. But most importantly, it's just being there and being available for a child in need.
And how did you get involved with becoming a mentor in the first place?
My husband is a school teacher, and he identified a student. He teaches third grade who needed some additional support and asked if I would be willing to be a part of the Lutheran Social Services program, knowing the impact it made. And so I volunteered initially to help her that year, and I was hooked and have continued. She's now in the eighth grade.
So. And when you say additional support, it's just essentially just having, it almost sounds like having an adult friend, just an extra adult presence in the lives of these kids?
Exactly. I started just helping, sitting with her and reading with her, but that has really grown over the past few years and grown in that we've developed a stronger relationship and that she can come to me with concerns. You can imagine being a middle school girl, some of the issues that they deal with. I've dealt with similar issues. And so we dialogue about those issues and we problem solve. And most importantly, I'm hopefully there as a resource to her. And she knows that I'm just another person who cares about her in her life.
Now, it must be interesting to watch her grow up from third grade and now be in middle school. And in middle school, it can be a kind of a tough time. So having established that relationship, it must be something very beneficial for her.
Absolutely. I have seen her grow tremendously. She was extremely shy, so shy that actually I used to have teachers that would ask me if she talked to me. She just wouldn't say anything in classes. And very, very oftentimes she wouldn't say anything to students. They'd walk by her in the hall and she wouldn't say hello. And I've seen her grown so far as I watch her have conversations with other students in the hall or say hi to a teacher. Those conversations never existed, and I hope that I was a small part in bringing that out in her. And it took years of building trust with her and building the confidence to even begin dialoguing with myself. But I have been able to watch her grow these past few years, and it has been so rewarding for me. You know, I hope it's been for her as well. But I am amazed at how much I benefit or just get back from being a mentor.
David Benson, for you, how did you get involved with becoming a mentor?
Well, Carl, as you mentioned, my background has been working on political campaigns. And so as you can imagine, I'm not at one spot very long. It's working on race to race and moving to various states. And once I moved back to South Dakota a few years ago, it was one thing that was always on my to-do list was to get more involved at that level. I had the opportunity to help with coaching with my goddaughter and friends, nieces, and that was a great experience. But what really introduced me to the LSS program, the in-school-based program, was my girlfriend who had and is currently a mentor to a fifth grader. Provided a lot of awareness to the LSS program And really the fact that with my job with Senator Johnson, this program is only asking for 1 hour of each week. And certainly, you know, each week can be different, and there's a variety of schedules with meetings that come about. But the flexibility with the program, the fact that it's really even less than an hour for me to commit to that child was really compelling to me. It was something I felt like I could commit to. There's not any prep work. You know, with coaching, you're certainly planning out practices and working with parents and all that. But with this program, all you're committing to is showing up over the lunch hour and making that commitment to being a presence. And as been talked about before, we're talking about lunch. We're sharing stories, coloring, reading with my mentor who's in second grade. One day we decided to find out if the gym was available, and before you know it, we're going to the gym, and I'm getting recess once a week, and for me to play basketball in the middle of the day, I'll take that on any time. So that's certainly how I got involved, and really the only thing that is required of you and asked of you, and which makes a lot of sense, is just that continued presence, that commitment, because I got to tell you, once you get to a place where you've bonded with that student, they almost expect you every week. And it's not a burden. It's something you want to fulfill, to be that presence, regardless of their home situation. The fact that they can look forward to you being there, it's not only something that they're excited about, but I got to tell you, it's exciting for the students that see that adult coming in. And as we've seen with this gap, we have over 500 kids that are wanting a mentor that see me, see Carrie, see others walking through that school door, and they know that we're coming to spend that quality time with their fellow students, and they want that experience as well.
Well, I imagine for you, David, you mentioned the second grader that you've been working with, excited to see you once a week, something to look forward to. I imagine that from your perspective, it's something you look forward to as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's another connection to the community that the school has, that the students have, and you can be another factor in that child's development. And, you know, it's as simple as, you know, being a presence that if the student isn't eating for whatever reason, or is not communicating, or seems hostile or just passive, whatever it may be that week, you can share that experience with the school counselor, the teacher, and be a partner with the school district, and they value that relationship. And again, I don't have a background in child development, but the fact that you know I can be aware of things that a teacher may not pick up with when you have 30 plus kids in your classroom every day, that I can be that resource.
Well, Carrie, how does the how do you match the, or how are the mentors and the students match? As David just said, doesn't have a background in child development. You know, are there certain qualifications that you need to become a mentor? And then again, how are the kids matched with the adults?
Great question. So when you decide to become a mentor, which hopefully individuals who are listening will consider becoming a mentor, you can go to, we have a website, it's everydayheroesf.com, and you can download, there's an application that you complete, and so it's as simple as completing an application, and then after that application is completed, there is a background or a screening process, of course. And then after you go through that screening, there is just a short training that you'll go through. They provide additional training, as probably as much training as you would need or want to feel comfortable going in and meeting with that student. And then they also ask you some questions about what you hope to gain from this mentoring experience, questions about your likes, dislikes. So in doing that, or it's also specific preferences. You know, maybe there's a school that's closer to your work that would be more convenient for you. And so they kind of help to narrow down who could possibly be a good fit for you. And then they also are asking those students those same questions. The teachers or the counselors who are working with those students who would like a mentor, you know, they're also identifying, you know, know, maybe this student doesn't have a father figure in its life right now, and we would love to find a male mentor to match with this student to really help with some of those issues that he might not have anyone else to go to. And so they do. Lutheran Social Services does a great job at making the process easy, but they do a thorough job to ensure that the match that is made is a quality match.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and we're talking about Lutheran Social Services Mentoring Services campaign to recruit 500 additional men and women willing to serve as a mentor for young kids in the Sioux Falls area. And David Benson, what I'm hearing, 500-700 more kids on the waiting list, and that's in addition to the ones kids that are already being helped with a mentor. That's a lot of kids. Who are they?
You know, it's a variety of backgrounds and a variety of needs, and the counselors and the school district identify those individuals. You know, it's a little bit of everything. There's no specific identifying quality. It's just someone who needs a little bit more support at all levels. And you know, one thing with this initiative, we talk about workforce development, and it's two pronged in a sense. I mean, we are wanting to have a positive effect on the next generation, but at the same time, it's an incredible positive impact it has on the current workforce. And the fact that, you know, we are approaching businesses and CEOs to talk about this need, certainly the need for the students, but also the role it can have on the mentors themselves. And as Carrie and I have discussed, I mean, this is something that is a huge part of our lives, a huge part of our week, something we look forward to. And the fact that a business supports a program like this can really speak highly to whether it's recruitment for new employees or retention. And as we know with the low unemployment in Sioux Falls, that's certainly a priority for a lot of businesses. And for businesses to embrace a program like this, find a value in their culture, is really what we're trying to drive home. And like I said, it's incredible positive effects on the student, but also incredible effects on employers and employees.
So part of this campaign to recruit the mentors from the LSS Mentoring Services is to approach businesses and let them know that this is important, to allow their employees to have to take this time during their day to be able to spend time with these kids.
Absolutely. I mean, we really appreciate you sharing the time for us to be on the show. And this is not just about a Minnehaha and Lincoln County issue and gap. The need for mentors is statewide. And, you know, as Carrie mentioned, going to EverydayHeroSF.com talks about getting involved with the LSS program. But this is only part of the process. And doing that public awareness, getting it out with the news conference yesterday, letting people know that this exists, that there's neighbors, friends, family members that may be part of this program, but we also need to meet with and discuss the program with employers, and that's also something we're doing as part of this initiative.
Are there just as many men as women participating, or is there a sort of a shortage maybe of men?
Great question. 70% of mentors in Minnehaha and Lincoln counties are female. And one thing we certainly are stressing as we go about this is the need for male mentors. And there's a variety of reasons for that. But it's something that needs to be addressed. And as for myself as a mentor, it brings a different perspective. And again, it goes back to the matching with the students and the counselors and the teachers. I've found that in some cases a male mentor can have an approach, a role that might be more beneficial due to their home situation and background.
Well, Carrie DeGraff, going back to the period before you actually were a mentor, were there any fears or concerns that you had?
Well, sure. I think there's always a little hesitation before you do something, or you when you're going to do something that you've never done before. And so a fear of acceptance of, you know, the student, the process of whether it was going to be more time consuming than I initially had thought. But I will just stress that Lutheran Social Services makes the process very easy, and it's been easy to fit into my life. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's an important part of my life, but I take, you know, less than an hour a week to go see my student, and I do it over my lunch. And so it's a great experience for me. The trepidation or the hesitation with just, of course, your student and worrying about that relationship and if they'll accept you, you know, that changes probably the second or the third time you come to visit, because you develop that rapport. And to be honest, you know, you see them, they're standing there waiting for you. You know, sometimes they're wanting to hug you and they're so excited to see you. They're jumping up. And so while you might have some of those initial fears, they melt away within the first few meetings with that student, because you come to realize that you're bringing joy to that student and that they're looking forward to seeing you and how important you are to just show up. That's all that really matters. So.
And David Benson, before we wind up our conversation here, I know we've already talked about a lot of this, but finally, what would you say to someone who's thinking about maybe becoming a mentor, but not quite sure if that's something they want to do?
You know, the most simplest thing I could say is be someone who matters to someone who matters. And that's what it comes down to. The kids have a need for positive influence in their lives. There's the gap. And it's, again, the great thing about this LSS program, the in-school-based program, is it's very simple. You're committing to 1 hour of 1 week. And it's not even an hour. And it's over the lunch break. A lot of folks have that flexibility, and it's just a question of committing to it. And once, like Harry said, after a couple visits, you're hooked, and it's something you're looking forward to. So a lot of the resources can be found, again, at everydayherosf.com to learn more about how simple that process is, and learn more about the role that mentorship has to youth. There's a lot of statistics and a lot of information can be pointed to, whether it's the decrease in using illegal drugs, alcohol, skipping school, abuse. There's just a lot of factors that we can be talking, have an entire program talking about that specific thing. But again, the simplicity, the ease, accessibility is something that I encourage everyone to look at and commit to.
All right. EverydayHeroSF.com. David, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you.
And Carrie, thanks for your time as well.
Thank you very much.
David and Carrie joined us from our studios at the University of Sioux Falls. David Benson is a staff member for Senator Tim Johnson. Carrie DeGraff is the development director at Feeding South Dakota. They're both mentors in a program coordinated by Lutheran Social Services, LSS Mentoring Services, looking for 500 more adults to serve as mentors in the Sioux Falls area.